This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Wardha in Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi will participate in the National PM Vishwakarma program, marking 1 year of progress under PM Vishwakarma. During the program, Prime Minister will release certificates and loans to PM Vishwakarma beneficiaries. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of PM Mega Integrated Textile Regions and Apparel PM Mitra Park at Amravati, Maharashtra. Later, the Prime Minister will launch the Acharya Chanakya Skill Development Centre Scheme of Government of Maharashtra. Mr. Modi will also launch Punyashlok Ahilya Devi Holkar Women Startup Scheme. Under the scheme, early stage support will be given to women-led startups in Maharashtra. President Draupadi Murmu will address the centenary celebrations of ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, at Namkum in Ranchi today. The President is scheduled to interact with present and former scientists of the Institute about research and innovation. President Murmu will release special postal cover and postal stamp commemorating 100 years of ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture. The President will also plant saplings as part of the Ek Ped Makinam campaign at the Institute. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu from today. This will be the Vice President's maiden visit to the Union Territory. During this tour, the Vice President will inaugurate several key infrastructure and development projects. Today, Vice President will visit Daman to inaugurate the aviary at Jampur. He will later visit several places in Daman, including the Health and Wellness Centre in Jampreen. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will kick off Parivartan Yatra of Jharkhand BJP for Santhal Pargana Division from Bhognadi in Sahibganj district today. On this occasion, he will address a public rally at Police Line Ground. Later, Mr. Shah will visit Jharkhandi Dham in Giridi district and launch the Yatra for the Dhanbad Division and also address a public meeting there. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to the United States beginning tomorrow. Prime Minister will take part in the Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware. Mr. Modi will also interact with a variety of foreign partners and also with the large Indian diaspora in the U.S. In West Bengal, agitating junior doctors have announced to partially withdraw their cease work and rejoin emergency and essential services at state-run hospitals from tomorrow, as the state government has accepted most of their demands. The medics have been on cease work for the last 41 days following the rape and murder of a woman doctor at Arjikar Medical College and Hospital on August 9. After a general body meeting, the doctors said that considering the flood situation in the state and the government's acceptance of several demands, including safety and security at hospitals and medical colleges, they will resume emergency and essential services. The latest report by the Global Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has highlighted that the most significant terrorism threats in India are linked to Islamic State and Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups, particularly in and around Jammu and Kashmir. According to the report, these extremist groups operate either directly or through proxies alongside other separatist movements. The findings were made in a mutual evaluation report by FATF on combating terror financing and anti-money laundering regime. In cricket, India were 359 for 7 against Bangladesh in their first innings on day 2 of the first test at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. Earlier, the hosts resumed their innings from the overnight score of 339 for 6, having set up a solid foundation on day 1 yesterday. At the 45th Chess Olympiad, the Indian Open section team secured a resounding victory over Iran by a massive score of 3.5 to 0.5 in round 8, strengthening its claim for the gold medal in Budapest, Hungary. However, the Indian women's team suffered its first loss, falling to Poland by a margin of 1.5 to 2.5. India, which had been the clear leader in both sections prior to this round, continues to hold its lead with 16 match points in the open section. In the women's section, there is now a three-way tie for the top spot between India, Kazakhstan and Poland, with each team having 14 match points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.